JLT USC agent writes. I would just like to inform your readers after 10 and a half weeks in Nottingham Prison I was moved to Sudbury Open Prison on the 27th of April. It should have been within first few weeks I was in Nottingham. Sudbury is so different to Nottingham that my stress levels are already down. Nottingham is the second most violent prison in the country. There had been 9 suicides before I arrived, I was told. It has been a bit of a nightmare for me at times, but your readers' letters kept my spirits up. In Sudbury I can have my meals sat down in a canteen. I have access to showers and phone whenever I want. I have a key to my room, and can come and go as I please. There are no bars on my window. My room is bigger. I'm not sleeping on a bunk bed. I can post and collect my mail. My outward letters are not checked, and I don't have to put my prison number on the back of my envelope. The best thing is I can go walking around the massive grounds around here. I have already got a job gardening. It's so good to be out in the fresh air for walks and work rather than being banged up most of the time. They have some good facilities here to do education and work courses. The only drawback is the visitor center. It's too small, with a capacity of 25, when you have over 500 prisoners. I'm being released on tag on the 7th of June. This means I will be on home curfew from 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. till the 27th of September. I will have to look for work come June. I hope, if my health is up to it, to attend Socialism 2018, as we have been to previous ones before. Once again, many thanks to your readers, who write to me. I hope TUSC did well in the elections. I'm not allowed to read the social list, but I'm sure people who visit and write to me will keep me informed. Yours in solidarity, Chris Fernandez, A5447 Ed, West Wing 5213, HMP Sudbury, Ashbourne Road, Derbyshire D6, 5HW.